Hi, this is Steve Bleistein, and it's time to get into the zone. The growth zone, that is.
This is an idea that I've been playing with. It's a bit of contrarian thinking. We're constantly being told that we need to stick to our core and we need to understand our identity and stick to that in business. That to get away from that, you're going to lose yourself. I think that in Japan right now, what my clients are finding is that changing their identity and moving away from it is exactly what they need to do. It's that by sticking by their identity and constantly trying to recreate who they were before is holding them back. So the example that I was talking about with a manufacturing company that needs to change its identity to an innovation company, that's what they need in order to move to the next level. That's what they need to be successful in this century as opposed to the last one. And so I think in Japan, when I'm dealing with a client and I talk with them about who is it that they are, I think what's more important is instead of focusing on identifying yourself in terms of what you do, identify yourself in terms of what your values are, but be willing to change your identity in terms of what you do, because that's what's going to be necessary in order for Japanese companies to go to the next level. There are basically two things that I've done in order to get companies to perceive this. And it's very challenging. You're talking with people about things that they hold very dear and almost as given. The first is, I really focus with the company's leaders, the company's people, about what is it that they do that they feel makes them successful or sets them apart. You get people to focus on what is it that's really helping them in terms of a result. What is it that they want to build on? You take all that and you look at what that means in terms of what they do and what they're about. And you compare that to the answers to questions about, you know, who are you? What is it that you do? How do you introduce yourself when you're meeting someone for the first time? And you look for a dissonance between the two. For example, with the client that I was talking about, I could point out to them that everything that you're talking about that you say makes you successful, that makes you different from your competitors, all your strengths, they're all about new technology. They're all about innovation. All these things are about intellectual property, intellectual capital. But when I ask you, who are you and what is it that you do? You say you're a manufacturer. And these two don't connect anymore. So my question to you is, are you really still a manufacturer? Or are you an innovation company? And if you're an innovation company, that's going to change how you're going to invest in your people, what types of strategies you're going to develop, how you're going to manufacture, how you're going to sell, which markets you're going to go into. It changes your strategic thinking completely because all of a sudden you're unbridled from that concept that, oh, you know, we make stuff and we sell it.
Thank you for joining me in the zone. This has been The Growth Zone with Steve Bleistein. Until next time, happy growing.